The PVTA Advisory Board voted unanimously on Wednesday to approve a draft budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. The $39.7 million spending plan includes a so-called placeholder of $1.6 million, which PVTA Administrator Mary McGinnis expects will be filled in the final budget by funds from the state and not by higher fares for riders.
All of the information that we're getting from every possible source we can imagine is that we will be getting additional funding through the state legislature.
The last fare hike on the PVTA was in 2008. A proposed fare hike a year ago was greeted with an outcry of opposition at public hearings. The PVTA Advisory Board voted down the fare increase, but only after the state legislature came through with a one-time financial bailout. McGinnis said ridership on the PVTA has been increasing, but the authority is facing higher costs for fuel and for labor.
The cause of the deficit is the cost of providing the existing level of service. Last year, as you may recall, we got some additional state funding, that turned out to be one-time funding, so we're missing those dollars.
Governor Deval Patrick has proposed a long-range fix to the state's chronic transportation finance woes. The 10-year plan the governor unveiled earlier this year calls for spending an additional $1 billion a year on transportation. Funding for regional transit authority operations would be based on ridership. State funding for the PVTA would go from $17 million to $50 million annually. Democratic House Speaker Robert DeLeo has said he'll come up with his own transportation plan in early April that will be less expensive than what the governor proposes. Still, John Musanti, the Amherst town administrator who is chairman of the PVTA Advisory Board, believes the state will increase funding to regional transit systems and not settle for a one-time quick fix.
As they work on a transportation funding bill, so that PVTA, the second largest regional transit authority in the state with our very high ridership, getting a meaningful share of whatever bill comes out of the legislature related to transportation, that will allow us to preserve service and in a targeted way improve service and keep fares at a reasonable level.
Advocates for public transit users have been lobbying legislators to take action to avoid fare hikes and service cutbacks. Linda Stone is an organizer for the Massachusetts Senior Action Council.
And we at Mass Senior Action Council especially is concerned about seniors who are unable to drive and are caught in the very expensive van or paratransit system. So we're hoping that with increased revenue, there can be some solutions to provide transportation to everyone, whether they're able-bodied or not.
To fund the transportation plan and provide more state funding for education, Governor Patrick has proposed a dramatic overhaul of the state's tax system that would result in a $2 billion tax hike. Patrick's plan would raise the income tax rate while lowering the sales tax and thus shifting more of the tax burden to higher wage earners. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.